Welcome to the Zave, Michelle and Baz podcast for Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price at Chemist Warehouse. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. 92.9 Triple M.
Oh yeah, here it is. The Monday version of the podcast. A huge show. A Brownlow medalist joined us.
Yeah, a scattering of a few bits and pieces, but most importantly, the Brownlow medalist was Paddy. Also great to speak to Paddy Cripps, of course. What a superstar WA boy, so look forward to him getting back into WA at some stage and maybe getting him in here. But yeah. Also weird ways you've met your partner, so yeah. I met during the line of Visit the Queen. Mm-hmm. All sorts of bits and pieces, mate. It was a Monday
it was a full
morning.
Show.
It was a Monday morning.
We crossed to London as well. And what got flooded was the question, X-Men. Swimming pool around the corner. You're not helping me out here at all.
Oh,
around
mate,
the corner, swimming
in
pool
oh,
in Subiaco.
I put a bowl around it and said, it's a Monday morning, and then you've dug back in.
Enjoy the podcast.
If you don't wish to know the score, I suggest you look away now.
Michelle's around the grounds.
All right, in breaking news, someone's mucked around with my headphones. You see how wire's coming out the top? It's going to be a hard day.
I think you're just wearing it wrong.
No, I'm not wearing it. I can't done even.
You're just going to spin it?
No, it's not. It's not. Seriously.
I can't look at
you're
you.
You're going to have to apologise to
like
me.
I'm sorry.
You are going to have to apologise to me when you look at these headphones. Someone's mucked around with them.
I can't look at you with like that. With the head, with the cord coming out the top of your head.
It's not me. Someone's mucked around with these headphones.
I guess someone's mucked around with them. I can't look at you like that.
Xavier, here's the latest hard-hitting statistics and facts. In other news, apart from my headphones, which I lead with because you lead with the strongest story, there's a sinkhole just around the corner here at work in Subiaco on Central Avenue. If I had known better, I would have tried to get to work via that road. Sorry, guys, can't make it.
And put the Mazda in it.
Shouldn't have said that on air, because that's a real option. Jeez, anyhow, that's on the way of getting fixed. Of course, this afternoon, the Queen will be buried. It's a funeral. From 11 a.m. today here in Perth, St George's Cathedral will have a service. 6 through 7 p.m. tonight will be all your TV coverage and that. And, of course, there'll be more than that.
Will you watch it?
Do the bill. I might glance it, like the Brownlow. I'll punch in and out.
Will you watch it?
Yeah, I'll watch it. Show it on. 6 o'clock.
There you go. A couple of little stats and figures. There'll be over 2,000 dignitaries and guests in Westminster Abbey. Just under 6,000 military personnel have been deployed throughout the whole choreographed operation. Mm. Over 10,000 police are going to be brought into the city.
Crazy.
It's going to be
madness.
Wild. Over a million people are going to visit the city, coming in on top of the people that are already there. 36 kilometres of barriers have been erected. As I said, 1 million people coming in. Stop it. And then 8 kilometres of people lining up. They're telling people now, of course, don't line up anymore. You won't make it times to see the
Queen. How amazing was the wait times to do the visiting?
Mate, it was phenomenal.
Madness. Yeah, madness.
And one man, Sir David Beckham, waited 13 hours to see the Queen. Here he is commenting afterwards.
We've been lucky as a nation to have someone that has led us the way Her Majesty has led us, with kindness, with caring, and... and always reassurance. Her Majesty was someone special and will be missed.
Yeah, it's going to be a sad day. So tonight from 6 through to 7, all that coverage will be there. And then just changing gears slightly.
Yeah, change it up.
Let's go to the world of professional chess. And, a grandmaster. He's number 41 in the world.
Where are your stings?
She's rattled.
I tell you what.
Where are you like?
You know what? It's right. It's true. I thought this was a bit raw, this report.
I'm feeling super raw.
Hit me.
Thank you, Michelle. Back to you.
Where were you, Trace? Yeah. Oh, she's in the UK. That's right. She's with the Queen. Not your fault, Trace. I blame Sean. He should have helped me. But no, let's chess grandmaster, okay? This 19-year-old kid, all right? He's number 41 in the world. He'd admitted to every now and then when I did online games, I'd use a little computer and sometimes I'd cheat.
Yeah, yeah.
Now he's in the big game, right?
Yeah.
And they've kicked him out of a tournament.
God.
When he won. He's been on a streak of just winning,
good.
Right?
Yeah.
And they've kicked him out of a tournament. And rumour is that he's been using a wireless butt plug to receive messages to get his moves done on the chessboard. Now,
is that right? That reminds me of my English exam when
doing Morse code.
Turn your phone off as I'm trying to get.
Oh my god! What is it?
Like, so that, how's that working?
So I suppose there's going to be codes, or you know,
go left,
two
right,
buzzers
whatever.
Is the queen.
Is this,
you know,
true? Is this
queen?
Actually, or like a story that's popped up?
Listen, the chess website chess.com said they've uninvited Neiman, is his name, from the World Championship. Removed him from the website. This is serious.
Did Elon Musk? Is this what he was talking about as well?
No, Neiman said he wants to strip. He'll strip fully naked
and play.
And play
chess
and,
has gone rogue.
I don't think he understands how butt plugs work.
No,
he
doesn't. Yeah,
good luck to him.
Zave, Michelle, and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Now, I love an awards night. I love seeing, I've got to be honest, I'm one of those people that does love seeing everyone turned out in their outfits, looking fantastic. Just seeing, like, especially sports people, you normally see them on a sports field. Mm. Here they are looking splendid, you know what I mean? Yeah. Watching everything. And then all of a sudden, Mr. Xavier Ellis pops up in the middle of the Brownlow count. And I do understand this was a little flashback from your time, and just a recount of, well, Brownlow votes involving our very own Xavier Ellis.
Ex-Ellis, one vote.
Heading to a Friday night, to be honest with you, I was expecting a tag, and when a young bloke by Scott Pendlebury came up to me and finger in the back, I knew I was in for a long night.
Wow.
So Scotty Pendlebury, too, I grew up with, one of the greatest of all time, and he tagged me.
And where? What game was that? What year? Do
2008,
you remember?
Round 18. I should have actually polled votes round 17 against Geelong. Towed up Joel Selwood that night, actually.
Is that right?
We'll speak to Joel tomorrow, actually. Joel Selwood's going to jump on the program tomorrow, leading to the grand final, of course. But okay.
Let's wind back to you again, though. That one vote there, did it stand alone or did it build throughout the night in 2008?
No, it stood alone.
It stood alone.
The only thing was, I was robbed a little bit, but Bud Franklin kicked 8 goals 6.
8 goals.
Okay, he had 14 shots.
Unbelievable.
So, I mean, I thought I was at every chance because, guess what? The ball doesn't float to Franklin.
No, it doesn't
turn up. It's got to find its way there.
Got to be fed through.
It's got to come off my foot, and it did probably 14 times.
Many times. Yeah. You know what I love too? Here's a little bit here. Just you summing up how Bruce summed you up, basically.
Yeah, Bruce loved the moment. Something that resonated with me was Bruce heading to Beijing for the Olympics. And he signed off the call with a line. He simply said, "When I get on the plane, I'm going to be thinking about the men's 100, Hackett, and Xavier Ellis."
Good. Do you know what I'm going to think about on the plane? I'm going to think about the men's 100, Grant Hackett, and Bunny. See you, guys.
Oh, they've edited that.
That's outrageous. That's outrageous.
They've edited Franklin in.
When did you put that together for the Brownlow?
I've just been doing bits and pieces, mate, you know.
Yeah, this is why I see you sneaky. I've got to go somewhere. Where
you
going?
He's got to duck out.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, phone blew up.
I bet it did. I bet it did. Is there anyone knocking on the doors? A Gatorade going, "You're still interested? There's something here."
Well, you just said it's like looking in a mirror before when Paddy Cripps was on TV. Mm-hmm. So maybe a Calvin Klein or something like that.
There it is. New Army campaign.
Me and the little tag in me jocks on TV. That'd
just
be good.
Luxuriating like Marky Mark does. Yeah. All right, it's on.
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Across to Gavin Gray, who's our UK royal correspondent. Hello, Gavin. How are you?
Hi there, guys. Yeah, it's been an amazing week, and I think the next 24 hours are going to be like we've never seen before.
Now, it's late there at the moment, headed towards midnight, I believe. Is that right?
That's right, yeah. It's 8 minutes to midnight. So in 6 hours and 40 minutes there or thereabouts, the Westminster Hall will close its doors, and that, of course, is where the Queen is lying in state. So all those people who have been queuing over the last 4 days, and we are talking hundreds of thousands is the estimate. All that queuing will come to an end. They've now stopped people joining the back of the queue because what they didn't want was people queuing for 8 or 10 hours and them getting to the front and then the door shut in their face. Mm. So they've decided to stop people queuing. They have, of course, been there for 4 days queuing on this. Some waited more than 30 hours. Unable to sit because it constantly shuffles forward. Mm. But I think the average queue time has been about 10 hours.
Well, that's we've phenomenal. Seen, obviously, David Beckham was one of them that made news over here, of course. But what about yourself, Gavin? Did you join the queue yourself or did you have some sort of special access in the media?
Well, I very quickly saw the lying in state. And I have to say, You know, it is amazing. I mean, when you talk about people queuing and you think, what, are they mad? Because a couple of nights it was really cold weather.
Yeah.
You know, a couple of the overnights it was wet, 7 Celsius. But these people were determined to see it. And, you know, the emotions are very different when people go in. It's fascinating seeing people come out because some of them are in tears. Others are actually quite elated at having seen it and feel they've done their duty. Others, I saw army veterans, they didn't want to talk to anyone. They went on their own. They saluted there. And when they got out, they just did look straight ahead and walked off. It's an amazing mix of people, an amazing mix of why people are going. And you know what? Earlier, there was one lady who had been round twice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, now, just Gav, we're hearing the security is going to be so beefed up for obvious reasons and the attendance is going to be through the roof. Am I right in saying it's something along the lines of 10,000 police officers, 6,000 military servicemen and women are going to be turning up and performing what will probably be the biggest security event we've seen in a very long time?
Yeah, I'm always reluctant to say, you know, hyperbole about biggest ever, this and that. But actually, I think this will be the biggest ever event of its kind in history, yeah. I think, as well. We won't see its like again. I cannot see, you know, somebody, another monarch doing 70 years and this being the response to it sort of thing. So, yeah, amazing figures. 2,000 guests at Westminster Abbey, 100 heads of state, 500 foreign dignitaries, the biggest ever police operation. As you said, 10,000 police officers, and they've been drafted in from all around the UK because there aren't enough metropolitan police officers. Thousands of service personnel. The statistic I love is this. 36 kilometres of barriers.
Yeah.
Gee, whittikers.
Phenomenal.
I'd love to own that company.
Yes. Yeah, it's. I have to say, other little statistics, all planes, kites and balloons above central London have been banned. This is the first state funeral, incidentally, since the wartime leader Sir Winston Churchill's in 1965. And although the Queen was married and crowned at Westminster Abbey, this is actually the first funeral of a monarch to be held at Westminster Abbey since the 18th century.
Gosh.
Isn't that amazing?
Gee. And Gavin, we're going through the funeral, the celebration of her life. What will happen after it's all said and done, when it's finished and everyone the royals go back to, in inverted commas, their normal lives? What actually happens then? Is there a follow on?
I think there's going to be a big campaign of foreign visits to Australia, New Zealand, in other words, Commonwealth countries, countries of the realms of state, because Prince Charles is already, sorry, King Charles.
King Charles,
yeah. Yeah, I've got to get used to that,
yes.
Haven't I? he's already visited Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland and England, trying to tie the union together, because, of course, Scotland's looking at going independent. Who knows the situation in Northern Ireland because of the EU Brexit vote? So all sorts of factors at play there. And then, of course, as well, Antigua and Barbuda, another of the Commonwealth countries, saying we're going to have a referendum and look to go republic. Of course, it's always been murmurings in Australia and New Zealand and so forth. So I expect there will be the senior royals going around the Commonwealth countries, trying to further strengthen ties in the hope of keeping it all together. But I have to say, that's going to be difficult in light of the loss of the monarch who was here for so long and a constant in all our lives.
Well, the constant at the moment is a lot of media coverage around Prince Harry. How's he been received over there?
Yeah, some very interesting sort of tit-for-tat things. So first of all, obviously he was allowed suddenly to do events that he hadn't expected to be done. That was good. It was treated pretty well. Then he was allowed to wear his military uniform, which I think was only right and proper.
Yeah,
I mean, after all, if you're going to allow Prince Andrew to wear it, then surely you've got to allow Harry to wear it. You know, and then you look across it as well, Prince Edward, so the Queen's youngest son, he only did 3 months trying to serve as a Marine, and he flunked out.
Yes.
And yet he's got all these medals on his chest. So
God.
I think it only right Prince Harry was allowed to do that. But today it was also revealed that on the initials of the soldiers' epaulettes are normally ER, as in Elizabeth Regina, the Queen Elizabeth, and that was on Prince William's military outfit, but guess what? It had been snipped off Prince Harry's, and apparently he was livid.
Oh, wow. Gee. More of that will be coming, I'm sure.
Man.
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Rain and massive sinkholes if you're in the Subiaco area. It's on Centro Avenue. And, man, it's sinkhole 50, there.
50 metres away.
Mate, there's water gushing. There's things going crazy. And Merck went into it, apparently.
The Merck gone. So I had to have a shower this morning. And I turned the water on, nothing. No. Gave it a bit, nothing. All gone. No
mate,
water.
No, that's the worst feeling, isn't it?
But sinkhole.
Yeah, they're on to it. They're in the midst of fixing it now. But, the Merck went down about 10 p.m. last night. Everything opened up.
Have you seen the video
of
the vision?
No, I haven't, actually.
It's fully covered.
It's gone. No. Just bang.
It is
gone.
Gone.
And you said earlier today when I touched on it in Around the Grounds, you should have put the Mazda in there. Ooh. And I just feel a fool.
We throw that $30,000 Mazda in there.
You betcha.
Not the 6,000.
Was it tricked out? Did it have leather seats? Yes.
Yeah, six stacker.
But anyway, we want to know, though, because how's that? You're going to have to fill out the insurance forms and go, how'd the Merck go? Sinkhole, flooded.
Gone.
And flooding, I reckon that's one of the great. That's one of the great things that happens. Like whether it be real or whether it's someone leaving the taps on or what.
Yeah.
But just flooding things out. Have you ever had something just go because everything's flooded out?
So when I went back home for my grandfather's funeral a month or two ago, I stayed at a family friend's place.
Yeah.
And the carpet had just been redone. Looked beautiful, beautiful new carpet.
Mm.
Anyway, the eldest son was home while the parents were away. He was had the house to himself. Thought he'd run a bath in the bathroom. And I think he might have had a couple of ciders or something like that.
Yeah.
And about an hour later, got back to it. And the bath had been running for an hour through the entire house. Thought a couple of towels might fix it.
Stamped on a couple of towels. That soaked it up.
That'll dry
all
by
right.
the time Mum and Dad get home. Yeah, it
Man,
didn't.
Man, I tell you. Do you know what? Same with, I was staying at or meant to stay at Crown Towers.
Ooh.
And
hang on.
Decided. Wow.
No.
It was a function. It was a function and a friend of mine had a long story, but I needed to get ready somewhere. And she, I've got a room, no problems. She decided, I wasn't staying in the room overnight, so I was like, all right, we left, and she decided she wasn't going to stay either. But another friend of hers was in that room. Who had a bath.
The baths are the killers,
And I don't know whether there was a bum on the plug hole and a little nap or what it was. But apparently 2 to 3 rooms in the whole hallway just gone.
Gone.
All water just flooded.
No wonder they've stopped bloody spending with us.
No, they should. They should be okay because you're the pay, mate. You're the pay, but flooding, it happens.
It does happen. You get unlucky. That sinkhole, if you haven't seen the vision, it'll be all over the news. There's nothing happening in Subiaco. No water at the moment in our little area.
No.
Because this sinkhole just took the Mercedes last night, flooded the joint.
All right, floods. Your harshest flood story. Let's go to Helen in Mount Lawley. Hey, Helen.
Morning. How are you?
Oh, mate, good. What went down? What did you lose to flooding?
Living in Jakarta, we're obviously used to the rain.
Yes.
But rainy season came and we were in the car. Big puddle. Straight through the middle, the driver stopped, car filled with water, and then started becoming a boat, floating through the puddle.
Yes,
that's
scary. That is so scary. And how did you eventually stop floating, Helen?
We all piled out of the car on the side of the highway, and there's 50 other people just waiting to.
What were you doing in Jakarta, Helen, if you don't mind me asking? What took you there?
I was teaching.
Oh, beautiful.
There you go. Yeah. God, really. And you're a survivor, babe. That's what I love out of this story.
Exactly. Yeah.
Got out of the car, survived. Flooding. What did you lose in floods? Couple on the text line. One lady said she had a gentleman caller around.
A gentleman caller.
What's that? Someone who just pops around, keeps you company, may leave in the morning.
A little side piece or something.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
And so he's, as you do, you have your nice times together, and then he's gone to the bathroom. Left in a rush. And then she's got a flooded bathroom because he's flushed the protection and it's blocked the whole toilet and then overflowed.
Ooh. Flushed it.
That's the gift that keeps giving.
I can't work out what's going on.
Wait, well, a full flood. Like, he's flushed his protection that he's used down the toilet.
The Frankfurt.
It hasn't gone down properly. Blocked up the S-bin. Bang. And you don't want the toilet flooding.
Now it makes sense to me, yes.
So that was one, mate. And that goes on. We've got someone on the text. We've got someone on the line here. Who have we got? Jackie?
Jackie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
Yeah, we're really good, mate. We've got no water in Subi this morning, but what happened to you? What flooded?
We had my daughter was just about to leave and all the kids are in the car and so she was just about to leave the house and she heard a hissing noise and she went in to investigate and The pipe had burst under the vanity and blew the doors open. Everything smashed all over the floor. Flooded all through the carpets, all through the walking robe, and caused a hell of a mess.
All right, that's a lot of damage. Did you get? You have to get a round estimate there for the insurance. How much was it worth?
About $4,500. They covered most of it, but a lot of the stuff that was in the cupboards. And the worst thing was it took nearly 3 weeks for it to dry out because all the walls had absorbed everything.
Yes.
Of course.
It was all swollen and there was a heck of a mess. So trying to dry out the carpets was pretty well impossible.
Oh, Jackie, you poor thing. I remember I was talking to a tradie that was at my house. I'd had getting a bit of plumbing done and I said, tell us the worst thing you've walked in on. Similar thing, but the guy's hot water had gone and he was on holidays.
So, especially because
it was hot as well, it just seeped up the walls.
That's a long way back from there.
And the tradie said that this was the tradie's most hurt point. He goes, he had a full Shane Warne signed, framed, and the whole thing was
gone.
Destroyed.
Rest in peace, the king.
Absolutely.
Unlucky.
Zave, Michelle, and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Our next guest just became the most talked about man in the country overnight.
Big goal from the skipper. Leans back on it, you little cripper!
With 159 career games under his belt and 3 All-Australians, he is now a Brownlow medalist as well.
The winner, the 2022 Brownlow medal, is Patrick Cripps.
Just another medal for a Northampton kid. Let's say hello to Paddy Cripps from the Carlton Football Club.
Cripper, congratulations, Michelle, Xavier and Basil Zemplis here. We're so thrilled for you, for the West, for Aquinas and for Northampton. Congratulations, mate.
Yeah, thanks, guys. It's been it's been a crazy sort of 12 hours. It's one of those things that you dream of playing AFL, but to win a Brownlow, it's pretty special.
Absolutely incredible, mate. Congratulations from everyone over here. I'm sure the Northampton community is absolutely buzzing and probably didn't rest the head on the pillow last
night. JK pushed to the side
JK
quickly.
JK gone. You don't know about him. Mate, what time do you... So you won the Brownlow. Have you seen a pillow yet or like a good country boy you've kicked through?
Oh, I ended up kicking through, mate. The first commitment was at 6 a.m. So it's been a long morning. Got a few more to go, but it's all worth it when you win the Brownlow.
Can I just give you a quick headline? I don't know if you've seen it yet. The Herald Sun: Cripps 10 out of 10 hungover after Brownlow.
I had an online thing, so I must have been looking pretty rusty. They run with that.
Hey, Cripper, I mentioned Aquinas College. Obviously, Nat Fyfe, dual Brownlow medalist from Aquinas. Now, he famously got the shirt off for that Brownlow photo.
Yes.
Is anything likely to surface during the next couple of days? Did you do anything like that last night?
No, I wasn't quite as happy with my rig as Fyfe was back in the day. But, pretty okay. Just had a few family and mates. We had a bit of an after party, but, pretty chilled for me.
You'll feel better because people have superimposed your head onto that picture. So you are out there,
I've done that too when I'm single, don't worry.
I'll take it.
Hey, Cripper, you spoke so fondly of your family and spoke about how you got back from overseas and you spoke to your dad about farming and the difficulties. You've got a tight group of a family and tight group of mates. It must have been a really special evening.
It was. It was, mum and dad were over, as well as my little brother and obviously my partner was there as well. But, family's everything to me and also, back home in the Northampton community. So, I knew going tonight, it was a special night. But when you get close, there's a lot more people cheering on and, the amount of messages you get and videos you get sent from people is pretty special. And I know there would have been a lot of people back home cheering me on.
You were such a popular winner, not just here in the West, but right around the AFL community. And you spoke magnificently. And people loved the fact that you talked about your speaking ability, your public speaking ability, and how nervous that made you for a time and how you worked on it. Can you just tell us a little bit more about that, Cripper?
Yeah, I was, to be honest, I was pretty terrible at it. It was, I used to get very nervous and always look at young guys now when they come through and, I feel for them because, especially when they really get nervous and they get stuck on their speaking, I can relate so much to them. But, I struggled there for a bit and probably stopped doing interviews for a bit there. But I knew that I needed to get to a certain level, so just work with people at the club, and Michael Jamieson really helped me and just put some work in, and it got to a point where now I actually really enjoy it and really relaxed doing it. And yeah, it's like anything, if you need to improve on it, you just need to put the work in.
Well done. Oh, no, you're coming fantastic. Yeah, look at me, I'm still slugging it out. But hey, Cripper, at what stage last night, you obviously started the season so well and then you missed with a hamstring early. At what stage did you think, gee whiz, I've got a couple of rippers at the back end of the season where I reckon I'm pretty good. At what stage did you start just maybe sliding the beers to the side a little bit and thinking you were 1/8?
It was an interesting one. I thought I was a lock for the three in round one and I only got one.
So yeah, so did I actually.
I was like, you know what's done here? So I started having a few and then I always knew if I was a chance of about 5 rounds to go, if I was close, could be a chance, and I was close. And then Harry McKay's mum was next to me, so she started filling my water glass up, so I sculled a few of them, and she probably saved my night, I think.
Oh, there you go. Good to hear. Yeah, you know, if you're anywhere near where you go to the bathrooms or where the kitchen staff have to go in and out, if you're seated at that table, you're not winning that night.
No.
You're at a good table. Good
to have a mum there too, just to fill the water up as well. So what's the plans, Cripper? You've got today, you're full on, and then are you able to break away for a little bit? You've just got back from overseas. What's the next little bit of time hold? Are we going to get you back in WA at any stage?
I reckon I'll get back in a bit of November. Yeah, mm-hmm. I always like to get back. So I did most of my off-season last year back home, which is nice. I always love getting back home and catch up with some schoolmates. But this week we'll be pretty busy with the grand final. I'll be around there. And then I'm actually heading off to America for a month. So going with some schoolmates over there. So
That'll be a quiet trip.
Yeah, that should be pretty quiet.
You won't be speaking too well then. I'll give you this here, Cripper.
I'll probably speak better then than I am now. To him, so.
Hey, mate, just before you go, the untold part of last night's count, I guess, obviously you did get 2 weeks and then the QC and the whole process, you got off. How pivotal that challenge now has been to your football career and to ultimately the Brownlow. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy when you look back on it. But I was always a big believer that, I thought I'd get off right from the start, and I'm someone that always plays the ball. So, it was an interesting week. But when it's a contact sport, you never want to see players get injured. And the main priority is I reached out to Cal and make sure he was all right. But I've always played the ball, and that's what I did in that instance.
Good stuff, mate. The kids at Aquinas demanding a day off for their latest Brownlow medalist today. Well done, Cripper. Champion player and a champion win last night. We all loved it over here, mate. Well done.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me.
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
We're going to exchange ideas, thoughts and even our energy.
It's Zave, Michelle and Baz's.
Thanks, Basil.
Can't make it to Melbourne, then we could be delivering.
0 days.
0 days.
Another cock up.
Unlucky,
reset it.
Sean. Unlucky. Yeah. Delivering the ultimate grand final party package to your house. I'm talking $500 with a Harvey BFX, man.
That's right. 65-inch L, what did you call it? LED.
LED.
65-inch 4K TV.
I haven't got time to thanks, do Basil. Acronyms.
Yeah,
no.
And we'll drop 10 cartons on your doorstep as well, of course, thanks to Raunchy.
We will. Proudly brought to you by Harvey Beef. World-class beef from down the road. You need to get onto triplem.com.au, hit the win page, and upload yourself doing Brett Kirk's famous Thanks Basil speech to win.
Absolutely.
And we've got one today.
We do. It's the lovely Renee, I believe, has put this one in. All right, shall we have a little sample? Mm-hmm. Let's have a little listen to what she's doing.
Thanks, Basil. I just want to give you a bit of an insight into the Triple M breakfast.
Could have had
team.
A heads up on that.
It runs for unique individuals. Anderson, Ellis, Zemplis, Shane on the buttons, and myself. We're going to engage with our minds and our hearts. We're even going to exchange ideas, thoughts, and even our energy. And to speak from your heart, you need to have courage. You need to be honest and authentic. We're not always going to let Goodwin speak or Embers announce the Norm Smith, and everyone won't agree with that. But that's okay. Just like you, we care. So if you want to come along for the ride, Join us in the mornings because we just love the snows.
Yes. That's, I tell you what, that's good. Not Renee, but it was good.
I was going to say, and mate, just a side note to producer, just give me a heads up when it's a Renee, but it's a, don't you give me the finger either. I'll tell you what.
Renee.
Sorry, but he's still lovely though. I'll tell you what, he's played around with that. I like it.
What about the couple of clips to you?
I like it.
But then come back to the script.
Full circle.
And then a little whack at the end.
That was a sandwich.
That was the sandwich.
Just in the spirit of how we've lived the couple of years that we've been together, X-Man. I like that a lot.
I was going to say, dare I say, is that a standout thus far?
Well, it was a good one.
Almost come back to my favourite on what we've heard so far.
Okay.
If you think you can beat Renee, triplem.com.au. Hit the win page, upload your own video. You could be winning all of those prizes. $500 worth of Harvey Beef, 65-inch LED TV.
Yes,
10 slabs of raunchy beer as well. triplem.com.au.
Dave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Now, you guys know I've been locked into the Royal coverage now for about 9.5 days.
Devoted to it.
Yeah, I have not flinched. So
I don't ring, I don't text.
Someone says to me, oh, what you make of the footy on the weekend, Dex? Footy.
What footy?
Footy.
I'm watching the wrong weather.
So I'm going to the grand. I don't even know who's playing in the grand final. Who is playing?
It's Geelong. Yeah. You know Tom Hawkins plays for them? Yeah, you mate?
Yeah.
Hey, they made it. And they're playing Sydney. It was a close game.
Right. Just well, there you go. So you learn, because I've been locked into the Royal coverage nonstop. Now, as we heard this morning, the lineup was roughly about 13 hours to roll through to view the Queen.
Well done, Ben.
You're only there for about 15 seconds, too. So in and out, salute or whatever you need to do, and out you go. Now, what's happened over in the UK was a couple were just randomly next to each other, and they weren't a couple at the time.
Yeah.
They were just a couple of unique individuals.
Oh, right.
They formed a bond in the queue, and now they're dating.
We met at like 10:30 last night. We've been with each other throughout the whole thing till now. Yeah, we've actually got loads of things in common.
So will you stay in touch?
Yeah, 100%.
We're going to the funeral on Monday together.
Are you?
Yeah.
Who would have thought? Amongst grief comes romance.
Did the Queen intend that, do you think? Is that what she was hoping for, to bring people together?
She's working, absolutely.
Even in the afterlife, amazing.
So as that 13-hour walk, you're pretty lucky that you land a bit of a flirt for 13 hours.
Absolutely.
So well done on that. You know, you walk through, salute the Queen, back to the...
Do you reckon the bloke just shuffled back a couple? Like, do you reckon he, you know, I mean, or maybe just worked his way forward a couple because he's seen something
How long into the 13 hours do you ask if you're single or not? Because you can't lead with that.
I wonder if they've kissed, you know, that's a long time. They did?
Yeah,
did they? Oh, bless,
I've got your people there.
He's been locked into the coverage.
I know mostly what's going on over there. But also another story that recently happened was a couple got married down in the mines.
Right.
Because they met in the mines.
Yes.
We met down at Tin Liver Workshop. Liver Tin, it's about 1.1 kilometres deep. I was... cleaning up down there, and he saw me cleaning up and he helped me, and that's how we first met.
So they first met down in the mines. So
I love
you're queuing up. Nice. They're very similar sort of situations, Buckingham Palace and the mines. But how unique is that meeting? One in the mines at 1.1 k's below the
down under the surface,
right down under. And the other one in a 13-hour queue.
Man, I met one of my boyfriends randomly on a flight.
Oh, yeah.
We were just sitting there, and I was trying to change seats because I had a middle seat.
And you were sitting next to him
I ended up staying in the middle seat.
How long did you go out for?
Well, it was a year or two.
Hang on, probing question coming.
Did you fall asleep and rest your head on him?
No, I didn't, actually. I didn't.
Cute,
but do you know what? I didn't have a card or anything. He gave me his card, and I rang him. Didn't think I was going to ring, and I did.
Gutsy. Weird places where people have met.
Hey, let's get to Sarah. Good morning,
morning Sarah.
Morning.
Oh, Sarah, tell us the story. I love a good meet-up story. What happened with you?
I tried to hook my now husband up with my gay friend. I love this.
Hang on a minute.
Thought he was of that persuasion, your now husband at the time.
I'm going to write this down. It flows.
Okay, and how did it go? How did you subtly go, here's my fabulous friend, are you interested? How did that go?
Not so well on his part. We're now married with four kids. He just said, no, I'm not gay. And I said, all right, then, well, I guess you'll come home with me.
Sarah, did you think he was gay, did you?
I did.
Right.
What gave you that thought?
He was a bit of a pretty boy.
Yeah.
good dress, a good
hair. Again, people have confused me.
Yeah, well, M probably had a moment's hesitation. Yeah.
Hang on, this guy, is he the one?
I'm dealing with here.
Yeah.
Thanks very much, Sarah. There you go. All right, lovely. Let's go to Scott in Hammond Park. Hey, Scott.
Hey, how you guys?
All right. Now, how did you meet your now wife?
So we met playing PlayStation. So, yeah, I was up at a mate's place one Saturday night after footy, having a few beers, and he was playing the PlayStation. And I just said to him, said, hey, give me that controller and headset. And, yeah, got talking to her on there.
So you're not in the same room.
Online.
You're all playing online. She's at her lounge room. You're at your mate's lounge room. And just start chit-chat.
Yeah, so I was back home in Tassie, and she was over here in Western Australia. Mm. So, yeah, 10 years ago, I asked her to come to Tassie for a holiday, and she said, yeah, no, not a problem. Literally about a month later, three, 4 weeks later, I packed up everything in Tassie and moved.
Unbelievable.
There you go.
On your first date, did you play PlayStation?
No, well, I was never any good at it, so, and she was, but... yeah, I ended up going to buy a PlayStation and...
Joined the cult. Watch about 1,000 men get out there today to buy the PlayStation.
I'm jotting it down.
Michelle's got PlayStation 5
online. What games are we playing?
What were you playing, Scott?
We still got COD?
So I was actually playing Black Ops. So, yeah, Call of Duty Black Ops.
How about that?
There you go. Yeah. Michelle, that's you tonight.
I'm in.
You come in, you underslept the wink, but you'll have 5 dates.
Yeah, absolutely. Watch me fly.
Trina, good morning.
Hi, how you going?
Good, mate. Met your partner, how?
We actually, we're East Coasters originally and stuff. We're a defence family. I actually knew some of his friends but had never met him.
Mm-hmm.
We got together one night and he didn't have a mobile, so he left my phone number on his home phone.
Yep.
But his roommate deleted it. Long story short, about 6 months later, I'm at a nightclub wearing these brand new shoes and some idiot flicks a cigarette and burns my foot and my new shoes.
I turn around
to abuse him, and it was him. He's never done it before, never done it again, but just really drunk. And I literally had just got to the nightclub, and we've been together ever since. That was 20 years ago, and we've got 4 kids and everything
How
now.
How about that? Yeah. Just a stray cigarette, and then you...
We have stray cigarettes that don't result in that at work all the time, where you just light fires out the back.
I'll just throw things at people. Yeah. Was that you? Yeah.
Just ahead of Diane, one on the SMS from the mouse. Said, I met a girl, Andrea. I went out with her for 3 years. I met her at passport control in the Czech Republic.
That's not the one.
She now works in the secret police. How do you know, Mouse, if it's the secret police?
Diane, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Oh, we're 10 out of 10, mate.
Well, Michelle,
what would you give yourself out of 10 this morning? You're a bit down.
6.
No. I'm
she's
trying
sick.
To hide from...
That, Diane, what are you
Diane's
trying to do, Diane?
10, yeah.
I'm trying to hide from the people at work.
Down low. All right, Diane, how did you meet, or your ex-partner now, but how did you meet him originally?
I told him he had a cute ass and did he want to come home with me?
I've been playing this game all wrong.
What did he say, Diane?
He said, if you give me your phone number, we can meet.
There you go. And where were you when you hit him? Where were you when you hit him up?
In a deli in Yokon.
Right, they're all great. Go relationship start.
I'll tell
Short
you what,
goods
now,
light my fire. Small goods for
I'm happily married now, 2 kids. Yeah. But when I was a little bit younger, if someone said to me, what was the comment again, Diane?
If you had a cute ass and did you want to come home with me?
Bang.
I'd be in the driver's seat before you could count to 3.
Door.
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Get the career you've been waiting for with a mining or construction course at Australian Training Management. All nationally accredited. Australiantraining.com.au. RTO 2431.
When you want to talk footy,
listen to the roar.
There's only one man for the job.
They're loving it right now.
Our main man, Lockie Reed.
I should be so lucky, 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 lucky.
What a star he is!
Thanks, Basil. Great to be here this morning.
Thanks, Basil.
Learned one thing last night.
Yes. What did you learn?
That I could finish first in my life at some stage. Nice guys can finish first.
Yeah.
They can win. Paddy Cripps,
good guy.
Sensational, ripping bloke. and well deserved. Although a lot of talk this morning about the two-match suspension that was overturned. Great tweet last night by Dane Swan saying, "I hope they have two Brownlow medals, one for Cripps and one for his lawyer."
Yeah, the QC, no, three votes.
He got off the two-match suspension, quite controversial, and he got the three votes in that particular game as well, which was the difference in winning and losing.
I know people that had, you know, Lachie Neal into Sydney and all that sort of stuff a long time ago.
Some did.
Yeah, so just,
What would they have won?
No, just a little. But the thing is, though, Cripper, we spoke to Cripper this morning, and he said, "I thought I'd get off because I'm a ball player.
Yeah.
I had no intention of hurting anybody."
He did.
So, good reputation.
Who's bigger now in Northampton? Is it back to, is Cripper now back in front of JK?
I would say now, because he's won the Brownlow medal, he's almost
Hayes, a distant third.
You know, Hayes is way down the list now.
Liam Anthony goes back to fifth or
exactly.
He's in the next paddock.
Yeah. Andrew Lockyer as well.
Yeah, another
he's
one.
Way down the back. Yeah.
What a town, though.
Amazing stuff for Northampton. I don't think, does the family live there still? They've moved back to Perth now, I think.
No, I'm going to get it.
Can I just run a quick litmus? quick test. Xavier swears that Cripps looks a lot, they look a lot alike. The two
they
of them,
people confuse them all the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
So walking in this morning, people were going,
"Good on you, mate."
No, it's just X.
All right, I've got some tidbits from last night. Ooh. First of all, Paddy Dangerfield, the first shot of Paddy, did you notice?
No.
Feet on the chair, Paddy.
Yeah.
Not good enough, Paddy. Come on.
He'll win the Norm Smith, though, probably.
Love him, but feet on
the chair.
They're in another room, though, you know that, don't you?
Yeah. Okay. Adam Chera, three votes in his first game for the Blues.
Actually, Chera, round one provided first game three voters to a couple of players because it was Chera and then it went to another player was playing their first game and got three votes straight up.
Because there'd been a hype around them,
Well, Adam Chera was nowhere near as good as Paddy Cripps that night.
No,
that day. And
he spoke about
Cripps
that, too.
He said, I thought I'd get three and got one, and I thought my night was done.
Yeah. So JK got six votes, the most by the West Coast Eagles. Just a little reminder of the umpires. Tommy Barris had a game where he had 30 disposals, 18 marks, and he got the 10 coaches' votes and didn't get a vote at all in that particular game.
Was there that one game, too? Remember the issue around Mason Cox? It was Queen's birthday, and they gave it to Oliver over Cox
because
one bloke forgot to put. I think Brody Mychek got the three.
Hang on. What did one guy forget to do?
When they give out the medal.
Cox was meant to win the medal, but Oliver won it.
Yep.
But Mychek got the three. I think that's right.
There you go.
Eagles,
the lowest number by a team in the AFL era. They just got the 15.
Terrible.
Andy Brodsky.
The line was 23 and a half.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Luke Jackson got two votes in the game that Max Gawn didn't play in against Brisbane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's we spoke about 11 this. Clearances that night, or 12 clearances or something.
He got the votes, so he's going to be good for Fremantle.
Oh, hang on. He's not going to
get Shaunie Darcy going to go?
Shaunie Darcy and Lukey together, they'll be a magnificent combination. Hayden Young wasn't in the top three of Mark of the Year. Were we surprised by that?
I didn't see who were the top
three. Who won Mark of the Year?
Georgiades.
Right.
Which was a beauty same game.
Yeah. Some said it wasn't the best mark of the game.
No, that's right. Yeah.
I was happy with goal of the year, though. I like the big fella taking it on.
I was a Dacos man. But they didn't show the full Dacos build-up where he tapped it to himself and then handballed it along the ground.
They did in one of the other versions. But the middle, out of the middle, the big fella, young kid taking it on, that's pretty cool, don't you reckon?
Oh, it was a good guy. I just like Dacos.
All right, let's do this.
It's time to read the play.
Here we go!
Let's talk about the AFL Grand Final. You guys are going over.
We'll be there,
so
lot.
All of us, X, you're going to be there.
I'll be there.
Baz, you're there.
I see where this is going.
Michelle, you're there.
No. Don't worry about that.
Don't even be driving your Range Rover back here.
Shani, where are you?
Well, where are you going to be, Shani?
I'm right here, on this chair, in this chair.
Are you really?
I'm lucky.
Someone's got to stuff up here, mate. We can't.
Sydney, Geelong.
The rush hour's 40 going. Rush hour's going.
Are they all of them?
Yeah, all of them.
40 going?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He will never come back for
it. Sydney and Geelong never played in the grand final. They have played three finals as Sydney and Geelong. Also a couple of South Melbourne. The prelim. Sydney have won 2-1 in finals. So can't wait for the game. Going to be fantastic and really looking forward to seeing.
Who wins?
I think Geelong wins. Mm. Just form over the whole season. I just think they get the job done. And they're I would love to see Geelong win,
I reckon,
just for Danger and Selwood and all those They're just great blokes.
I reckon a big fallout for whoever doesn't win, because they've both been up for a while. I suppose less so Sydney because of their great run this year to get back into
calculus. Geelong will be a story.
Geelong will be a big fallout if they don't win.
Oh, if they don't win. Absolutely. Yeah.
Are you about to tie up this report without touching on the red carpet nor frocks? Yeah. This is outrageous.
No, I didn't.
didn't go there.
We're still watching the Queen's coverage.
I only get one break now.
Yeah, don't
feel bad about that, mate. I'm not even here after Friday.
Dave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
The Chemist Warehouse half-price sale is on now. You can get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for just half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day. All Rimmel and Sally Hansen. You can get that tan glow you've been after, Basil.
Hugo Boss.
Half price.
Half price.
Everything just half price. Half price. That's all you need to remember.
Half price.
Chemist Warehouse, half price.
Basil's top five.
Want to make a big splash?
No, it's all about you.
It is on this occasion.
Hang on a minute.
So good.
Unfortunately, Basil is leaving us on Friday.
Sad day.
Will be
sad
his
day,
last show.
Will you be sad, Basil? I want you to be optimistic and positive. I don't want you to see this as the end of an era. I want you to see this as a new beginning. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want you to do, Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
This is all about opportunity. All about opportunity. No negatives at all.
Yep. All right.
There you go.
We've been reliving Basil's top five moments. We are up to number three. You ready for number three, Baz? Here we are.
Number three, Basil's Bondi Rescue.
Yeah, Basil, sometimes what you say doesn't make a lot of sense to Sian and I.
You're not possibly talking about the time I was rescued at Noosa, are you? You know, I don't expect them necessarily to pop up on the radio.
Because I've never ever heard of an Australian middle-aged white man being rescued out at sea, swimming in between the flags at Noosa now.
And what are the chances that on the day that it happened,
I know,
that Bondi Rescue happened to be there filming an episode?
So Baz casually goes, oh, I've been rescued by Bondi Rescue at Noosa. Now, I've gone and got the audio of what's happening. Now, this was from the tower when they originally spotted you.
So now we've got a situation where Hoppo's sitting there watching this fella just swim like an absolute clown.
You don't know how far out I was, mate.
The truck could not get out. Anyway, so things like they're sitting there going, this clown's battling a bit, and was starting to go from okay to pear-shaped.
The look on his face signalled that he was definitely on his last couple of breaths.
Picture an elephant crossing a river in Africa.
I'm 10
elephant underwater.
You're making this sound like I'm in the shallows.
You can't see the elephant. You just see the trunk.
Do you know the incredible feat that's required to stay on your tippy toes, tip your head right back, and get the top of the schnoz poking out like it's your very own snorkel?
That's all you can hear on the Noosa shores.
Good times, AX. We're going to miss that.
So I still thought you were taking the mickey, but no, you actually rescued on the spinal board and dragged into shore.
They rang the Perth paramedics and said, is this the bloke that nearly died?
When COVID hit, they go, this is twice you've dodged a bullet. I thought you were dead twice.
This has been a request, though, as well. Last show, they want you out on the spinal board as a carrier.
And fair enough, too. Well, like when people see us at the MCG, Kirky and I are giving the big
laugh.
That's going to bring the house down.
Bring them in.
Dave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M. Thanks for listening to the Zabe, Michelle and Baz podcast for Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price at Chemist Warehouse. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day. Zabe, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.